I'm going to ask everybody to stand. This is Elder Therese's favorite preacher.
Amen.
I love this sister. I love her very much.
Yes.
She's been in my corner, right, wrong, or indifferent. And most of the time, it's been wrong and indifferent. And she's been there. Amen. We just started using her, and she's been tripping. You know, I said, shit, I can't do that. You know what God loves most of anything? Inadequacy.
My God.
You know what God loves in animals?
Come on now.
Because you got to trust Him.
Amen.
Amen. Elder Fred preached the message about, here come the dreamer. I said, man, you better get off my message. Here come the dreamers. Amen. And Sister Sherry is a dreamer. I want you to put your hands together and welcome to this morning.
Talk to you a little bit this morning about something that's it's always intrigued me, the story. And I'd like to talk to you about little as much. And I'd like for you to turn to John 6 verses 1 through 14. After these things, Jesus went over into the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude or crowd followed or was following him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat or was sitting when he saw the crowd approaching with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up, or having lifted up his eyes, and saw, or having seen, a great company or crowd come unto him or toward him, he saith to Philip, when shall we buy bread or loaves, that or in order that these may eat? This he said to prove, or putting him to the test, that these, for he himself knew what he would do or was about to do. Philip answered him and said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad or a little boy here which hath 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down or recline. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain or remain over, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12, one for each of the disciples, baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Therefore, those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world, for the prophet who is coming. These men knew exactly who Jesus was and what he was sent into this world to accomplish. In the other Gospels, miracles or mighty works or accomplishments are called just that. But in John, they are always called signs or confirmation because they are not recorded as to their facts or their effects, but as to their number and significant or signification or message. A sign is a message confirming the validity of that message, such as a road closed sign confirms the message that the road is closed. Now, the miracle of the loaves and fishes confirms who Jesus is and what's in store for us. Now, you know, Jesus went to the Sea of Tiberias. Now, that's the Sea of Tiberias, not the city of Tiberias, because the city of Tiberias is still in existence today. This city was not visited by the Lord, and therefore the people had not rejected him, so the city was not destroyed. When I went to the Holy Land many years ago, we went to the city of Capernaum. That city is in total ruins. That city Jesus had visited, and the people had rejected him. And he said he would curse the city and it would never be rebuilt. And that city never has today. There are different levels of where it shows where people have tried to rebuild the city, but each attempt failed. So when Jesus curses something, he curses it.
Right. Amen. Come on
now.
Now when Jesus saw all these people, he knew he was going to have to feed them. Have you ever been at home when unexpected company showed up and you knew you had to feed them?
Yes.
Depending on how many there were, it could put you in a very unpleasant, embarrassing situation.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, he had the same situation. A lot of people and not enough food.
All right.
You see, when he spoke to Philip, he wasn't asking Philip's advice as to what to do. He was just testing him. Haven't we all been tested a time or two in our lives? Maybe it's just to see how we're going to handle the situation. After all, the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:6 through 7, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness or grief through manifold temptations, that, or in order that the trial of your faith or your tested faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Shows up, things happen.
Amen.
Situations are changed. Bodies are healed. There's deliverance. No matter what we're going through, it changes at the appearing of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, Philip, he was looking at this whole situation through his carnal eyes. He knew what it would take. He saw the people. The NIV version says it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread to feed everyone. Now, you think about it. That was a lot back then, but it's a lot today, too. Can you imagine taking a half year of your wages to buy food for people? That's a lot. Now, Simon Peter's brother told Jesus about a little boy who had five barley loaves and two small fishes. Now, think about it. Five plus two equals seven.
Yeah.
And the number seven means perfection or maturity.
All right.
Now, barley is the most important cereal grain, and it's used to bake bread mainly among the poor. The fish was salted and dried as a condiment, so this little boy, he didn't have a fancy lunch. His was a simple, meager lunch that he had to offer. I remember going fishing when I was a kid and catching my first fish. I was so excited. But you know, when I think about that poor little fish, I realize that little thing wasn't big enough to feed two people, much less feed thousands. But Jesus knew what he was doing. He always knows what he is doing.
Amen.
It's us who get confused and worried about everything.
That's right.
Now, Jesus told the disciples to make the men sit down. Now, remember, the number of men was 5,000, but that didn't include the women and children who were there. Jesus took the loaves and fishes and he gave thanks. We need to all give thanks for everything that we have in our life. We have so much to be thankful for. We have health and strength. Where our needs are being met every day. We have so much to be thankful for, and we need to take the time to thank him for what he has done for us.
Amen.
Now, after the food was distributed and everyone was fed, they took up what was left. There were 12 basketfuls. Now remember, the number 12 symbolizes God's power and authority or governmental perfection.
Amen.
Jesus showed up and he showed out.
Yes.
He took what seemed to be an impossible situation and he changed it. He used a little boy and his lunch to create one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. That little boy was ready and willing to be used, and that's what we have to do.
Come on now.
We have to be ready. We have to be willing to be used by God. Whether it's helping our neighbor, whether it's speaking an encouraging word, praying for someone, giving to the less fortunate like our restoration ministry does. We need to all be ready and willing to be used by God.
Yes.
Now, this little boy, he didn't have the best lunch, but he gave what he had.
Yeah.
And that's all Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to give what we have, and he will use it, no matter how small it seems.
Amen.
Remember, like the old song says, little is much when God is in it.
Amen.
But we have the tendency to believe that what we have isn't good enough. We are bound by the belief that we can't do it. Now, there was a man who was passing by some elephants one day when he noticed they were being held by a small, thin rope tied to their front leg. It was obvious these elephants could break free from their bonds. There were no cages. There were no chains. Just a small, thin rope. But for some reason, they just stood there. The man, he saw the trainer, and he asked why these animals just stood there and didn't attempt to break free from their bonds. The trainer, he explained that when the elephants were very young and much smaller, the same size rope was used to tie them and hold them, and at that age, it was good enough. It was strong enough. As they grew, these elephants were conditioned to believe they couldn't break free. They believed the rope can still hold them, so they never tried to break free. These animals could break free at any time, but because they believed they couldn't, they just they were stuck right there. They stood there. How many of us are like these elephants? We have the power through Jesus Christ to break free from our fears, but we have let the belief that we can't do it keep us bound. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth or enables me. We can do anything. We have the power. Like DTE Energy says, know your own power. We have to keep it. We have to know what we can do, and we have to believe we can do it and stand upon the Word of God in order to do it. We all have a special gift that is inside of us. We may think it's too small. We may think that it's not important, but it is important, and it will make a difference. Just like the lady who uses her sewing gift to take pillowcases and make dresses out of them and send to Africa.
Amen.
She is using the gift that God has given her. Now, we can't all play music like Brother Tony, like Sister Arnice. We can't preach like our wonderful pastors can preach those powerful sermons. We can't sing like Sister Denise does, but we can all do something with the gift that is inside of us.
Right.
Now, you know, the Bible doesn't say what happened to that little boy who gave his lunch. But, you know, I can't help but believe that it changed him.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have made a powerful impact upon his life to see how Jesus took what he had and used to create a great miracle. What we do makes an important impact in our lives and in the lives of others.
Yes, yes.
What we do is important. How we live our lives will touch someone else. We all have something to give. It may not seem like much in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of God, it is much, and that's what counts.
Amen.
We all have a special gift. We can all do something, but we just got to keep moving forward. Like Pastor, Senior Pastor Gardner says, we're moving forward.
Amen. Amen.
We can do it.
Yes.
We can do it. Remember what Jesus says in Matthew 25:40. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Yes.
We can do anything that we set our mind to. We just get afraid. You know, we maybe think what we have is not good. Think about these young people that are live streaming the service. Their ministry is touching thousands of lives.
Amen.
What
amen.
They're doing is important, and what you do is important.
Amen.
We
amen.
All have a gift. We all have a ministry. Let's get out there and let's use our ministry.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, everybody stand.
Oh, amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, what we do is important, and each and every one of you, you have a special gift. You have something that God has placed in your life. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe you don't feel like that you can do anything. But if we just get together and start praying and asking God to open up our eyes, let us see what He would have us to do. Yeah. He will do these things. I would like to ask each and every one of you to come down front and let's pray together that God will open your way to use the gift that is inside of you. You are all so important and so loved by the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So